Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of Bursts of Joy. I'm sorry if the audio is bad. This is not the episode yet. This is a after editing preface little section of the podcast. I just wanted to address a few things before we really get into the podcast for real. So, first of all, I just wanted to make this very known that I personally think that looking down on other people's music tastes is unfair because music is so subjective that if it brings you joy, it is technically good. That is just my opinion, but I thought to me it's really important that I say that before we actually get this podcast thing started because it is a music podcast and I feel like a lot of things having to do with musical opinions and music taste can be very looked on in a sort of condescending superiority complex type way, and I don't think that that's fair, or and I don't think that there's a place for that here. So this is not this is a judgment-free zone in terms of music taste, but I just, for the podcast I wanted to make that known, safe space. And if you ever feel judged for your music taste, just know that me and all the guests that I'm going to have on here, we all agree that music is so subjective that everyone can like what they like, and that means it's good. If you enjoy it, if it brings you joy, it's good music. One thing I would say, though, is to research the artists that you support and see if they actually are people that you want to be supporting. I think it's really important before you invest time into listening to a certain artist that you see if they're people that you want to give your time, maybe even give your money to. Besides that, since mine and I'm guessing most of the guests that are going to be on here, our music tastes are so vast and so wide and so, widespread, I don't think that there's going to be a chance that we even get to talk about all the music that we listen to. And as I was recording today's episode, I realized that I missed so many of the artists that I actually do like and enjoy, even though this was a podcast. I mean, this episode was about what me and co-host Claire do listen to. So, because to eliminate that a little bit, I'm going to be linking mine, Claire's, and whatever guest is on all of our Spotify's or Apple Music's in the descriptions of the podcast so that you can check out everyone's individual playlists or songs so you can get a little bit more of an idea, because again, there's no way that all of us will be able to say every single artist or album that we've ever listened to. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say before we actually really get into it. This episode, it was me and Claire talking about our own tastes, and I realized that I didn't really introduce how Claire and I know each other. We met on TikTok through Harry and One Direction content. We realized we grew up in the same area, and so we became friends, and we had a lot of good conversations, so we decided to do something with that. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. I hope you enjoy this week's episode, and I'm so excited for the next ones to come. Thank you for listening, thank you for caring, and I'll see you later.
Hi, Claire.
Hello, everyone.
Claire is here. First episode, first real episode, and Claire is here. How awesome is that?
We did it. Here we are, new year, new us, new
My God.
podcast.
New podcast for the new year. How fitting. So today we're going to be talking about ourselves. We're going to be talking about, anything really, but music we're listening to, because it is a music podcast. And then also just more about us, so you know who you're talking to, who you're listening to when you're listening to the pod.
Emma, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh my God, Claire, actually, I like to say no because I think of them as goals. I think of them as
Okay.
goals. So like instead of at the beginning of the year, I'm going to start doing this, it's more like by the end of the year, I'm gonna have done this,
Yeah.
Like with this podcast, I'm gonna have listened to a lot of new songs, a lot of new music. I'm hoping to read 20 or so books,
Yes.
and then that's all I got. That's all.
That's still good.
Go to college. That's another one.
and you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Claire?
You know, I actually didn't think about it much, but something that stuck with me mm-hmm. was, like, I went to a Soul Cycle class, and, like, the instructor was, like, if you don't want to make resolutions, you don't have to, because we've been through so much already in 2020. Maybe it's just letting go of something that you feel like was a bad habit for you during the pandemic. And I was like, oh, that's revolutionary. So yeah. that was big for me. And then I was thinking about, I wasn't going to like do anything to challenge myself, but like I wanted to start a journal that I can, like, I saw a TikTok once of like a girl who like journals and it looks really cool and she just like saves clippings mm-hmm. and I was like, I would love to start a journal where I just like I don't have to write in it every day, but just days that like have impacted me, maybe positively or negatively, just write about those days.
That's, you know, actually so true, because I feel like a lot of the timeline of our lives right now is so messed up and so weird with like being in quarantine for so long, and like it feels so messed up, it feels so long and so short at the same time, and so I feel like I forget when I've done things, I forget when I've like found yeah. important things that mean a lot to me. So that's a very good idea, like yeah. listening to a new album that changed your life.
Yeah, literally. hint, here we are.
So speaking of music, that's what we're here to mostly talk about today, duh, about what music we're into right now, or what did we grow up with, or what has left a long-standing impact. Do you have any off the top of your head albums, artists?
For me growing up, the most distinctive like artist or band that I think about when I think about like my childhood is ABBA.
No way.
Is this for you too?
Oh my god, wait, no way.
So my experience, so prefacing, Emma, how far apart are we in age?
5 years, 6 years, five. Yeah. I'm almost 18, so like 5 years.
Yeah, so when I think of ABBA, I think of like my mom had like one CD and she'd play it in the car wherever we went, and I remember like Dancing Queen was like my favorite song in my senior yearbook.
Dude, yes. Like Mamma Mia, ABBA, it's like, that's what I think. I used to watch Mamma Mia like once a week growing up. It's so good.
My love for Meryl Streep. And Colin Firth, of course.
So ABBA childhood, any more distinct childhood music memories? Like, let's say before high school.
I think one of the big... when I think about like I think of ABBA as my mom and I think of dad as Frank Sinatra. Like okay. when I think of my dad, I think of opera mm-hmm. and I think of Frank Sinatra because that's what he grew up listening to. So I just picture that as like when I hear songs from like my childhood like that, like especially now because I was listening to like the Elf soundtrack the other day and there was like You Make Me Feel So Young by Frank Sinatra, and I was like, this makes me think of my dad and like him cooking mm-hmm. like making pasta in my kitchen when I was like 6 years old.
That's so nice. So it's
like sweet memories like that, and those are, and I love that sound to this day. Like I could listen to Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. Oh my God. Like that is like a good throwback for me.
And I think one of the coolest things about that is there, most of the time, especially from childhood, there are like specific memories like that linked to different music, different soundtracks, different albums, whatever. And like, and it makes it so much more impactful. Like a similar thing, my mom, ABBA, because she listened to ABBA when she was younger. And then you know, we had CDs too in the car, like on the way to school. I would memorize the order of the albums or the order of the CDs. So I would say play number 8 and it would be, you know, a song that I love, like whatever. And then for my dad, what made me think my dad is the Beatles. I mean, I just, we had so many Beatles CDs. And then also similarly, it was like Billy Joel. Like we had a Billy Joel, like movie, it was like a documentary like about how he was writing the songs. And so now I like am re-listening to all these. It's crazy because I remember so distinctly this DVD of Billy Joel that we had, or like
listening to ABBA and the Beatles in the car, and like,
it's kind of like when the same sensation is when you smell something that reminds you of your childhood. Like, it's that feeling. It's like, it, like, my best friend Andy and I talk about this all the time, about like, we will listen to songs from like a specific year and feel like you are still that age. And it's so powerful. Like, it makes you want to relive it all.
And that's why it's like, it's also like making friends. It's so easy to find people that you know, you, or not know, but you think you might be close with if they have a similar music taste, or even like growing up, like if you listen to the same sort of music, or if you, you know, I don't know. It's, music is so binding.
I love that word, binding.
It's so fun. Like, just even thinking about it, like thinking back to childhood, I mean, I'm acting like I'm some grown adult. I'm literally 17. So like,
you are older than me and I'm older than you.
It's like, I don't know. I just like, even thinking back to elementary school, the drive to school was 30 minutes. So that's a long time for music. And then ever since then, like, music in the car is so essential.
Yeah. And it's like those feelings when like, you'll be somewhere and there'll be this moment when you're driving. Like, I have this distinct memory. It was like a Sunday. I was driving back to my house and where we live, it's like canyons everywhere. And it was like really sunny. And I was like, this is the perfect time for me to roll down my windows and listen to Canyon Moon by Harry Styles. So I was like, this is the moment. This is the Sunday song.
Oh yeah. My God. That is so perfect. And it's like, it's so like that, the binding, that word comes back, that music binds that memory. Like, you can now picture that, like, in a couple years, if it's, you know, been a while since you've listened to a specific song, you can play it and it doesn't matter how cold and rainy it is outside, you will still feel the sun on your face from that drive that you took. It's so cool.
Yep. It's those moments. It just, everyone's tied to a song, or just people in your life you can tie to song. There's so many ways music like molds itself into our lives.
Exactly.
Like, genuinely. Yeah,
exactly. And I hear sometimes like people will say like, oh, I don't listen to music that much, but I bet you if you asked a little bit further, there would be a song or an album or, you know, a soundtrack to a movie or a musical or something that did bring them joy, that did remind them of something, you know, like maybe it's not a part of your daily routine, or it's not a, you know, part of your upbringing or like your life in general, but there's always that's what I love about music. It's so cool. What about like getting older though, like high school, middle school, maybe going into college, what did you listen to?
I guess since I'm old since I'm an older person, I don't feel old. I still feel like I'm a freshman in high school. I think my biggest like high school years were defined by like, obviously this is going to come into play. We know, you know where this is going. Uh-huh. One Direction.
Okay, of course.
Was like my eighth grade through high school. Like, I remember there was an album released every year of my high school year. So think about like Take Me Home, and I think about sophomore year of like, not college, high school. And so like, we both could talk about One Direction.
Right. I mean,
for ages. So it's like, that's probably my number one. But outside of that, like, I listened to a lot of music that was influenced by movies, because I'm also really into movies. Like, so my favorite song of freshman year of high school was Come On, Eileen, because of the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower. That was my song. So I think about things that like impacted me like that, like Boom Clap, because I loved Perks of Being a Wallflower because I was a teenager. Like, I was like 15 or 16 in 2013 when that all went down. Those are like what I think of when I think of high school. College is interesting, because this is something, I don't even know if I've told you this. Maybe I have, probably. So college, and as I've continued into like my first year out of college, I will make a Spotify playlist with each year of that. So like, I have year one of college, year two, and I just add songs that like were my songs of that year and what I listened to. So when I listen back, I like am instantly transported, and I've seen how my music taste has changed.
That's really cool though. That's a good idea.
I've been doing that ever since. So I have them all of college. And then now that I'm in like this year getting my master's, it's like my transition year. So I titled it Transition or something.
Oh my gosh.
But college, I listened to just everything. Like that's when I discovered Maggie Rogers. Like obviously Harry was a big part of college for me, and thinking about concerts, like defined by years when I would have those, like end of freshman year and like was HS1. And I like remember not studying for my finals because the Sign of the Times music video was coming out. So my music taste is not like, I wouldn't define myself in any genre. And yeah. I think that like the songs and the artists that have impacted me the most, probably first when I think of like middle school, I think of Foster the People. That whole their first album was like the first concerts really I remember and went to. Maggie Rogers was big for me still to this day. Maggie Rogers is like one of my favorite artists of all time. Rex Orange County, huge.
Yeah,
for me. Like
that's yeah. I think it's like what you were saying about like having playlists of like years of in remembrance of years. It's crazy how accurate to the time they can be for yourself, like how you can be transported so quickly back to that time. Because I'm thinking about like, okay, well, going into high school, which was only 3 years ago for me, but going into high school, I was in a very big like just pop radio phase. I would just like everything that I got from the radio or got like whatever, I wouldn't really look into it that much. I was purely just whatever I would hear on the way to school, whatever. But then going into 10th grade, I met one of my good friends, Steph, and she sort of, I like to say she opened my eyes to more music because we had math class together. She's a year older than me, but we had math class together. And she would just like all of math class, we wouldn't pay attention. We would just listen to music. And she would show me all of the music she was listening to. And she would give me playlists. Like I didn't make playlists. I just listened to hers. And it was like, I don't want to label genres or anything. It was like indie pop, like getting a little bit more, like not super radio streamed, but still poppy, like artists, like a lot of the Rex Orange County, Wallows, like the Clara, like the popular indie artists, you know what I mean? And that was a lot of 10th grade. And then by the end of 10th grade, I got into like the Strokes and a little bit more like hers. I loved hers and oh God, like Gus Dapperton and I had a big Conan Gray phase. Last year. I listened to so much Christian Leave. I'm looking at my phone. Oh God. How could I not say this yet? Declan McKenna is probably one of my favorite artists of all time. Ever. And I'd like to just right now give a public thank you to Steph, because if Steph had not shown me her playlist, I would not be listening to the music that I love so much right now. And then finally this year, and I had my huge Harry One Direction phase, and then I sort of rediscovered how much I still love pop, like Taylor Swift and One Direction and stuff, which it's kind of cool because there was a point in time where I was like, I'm not going to listen to pop because it's mainstream. And I don't listen to mainstream music, you know, like I don't listen. And yeah. So now like my taste is a little bit more like widespread, but yeah. I will always love pop. Yeah. But like now I love like, I still love Declan McKenna. One of my friends introduced me to a lot of French music, and I love Big Thief, another artist, anything. I love when people send me recommendations and playlists and stuff. I'll listen to anything, but yeah, that's kind of
so interesting. It's I feel so flattered when people will send me songs that they think I would like, because it's like, I feel like that shows like the test of like your, like sometimes not what a true friend is, because that's not it, but like, right. It just makes you feel so seen. It's almost like getting like a just because gift.
Yep.
You know, like I love when people send me songs because they like it. And I was thinking about you talking about your friend Steph and how she introduced you to so many artists. Like it makes me think of my brother and makes me think of my friend Sophia, because she was the first person, like when we were freshmen, to introduce me to Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh.
And well, now Marina, but like Marina and the Diamonds. And I like remember pre-Madonna Girl being my song. And like I think about my brother and like how my brother's tastes have influenced me so much, because my brother listens to, like he just finds the coolest songs, like the most diverse music tastes, like Rah Rah Riot, like was a big one, because he's like was really into this one phase, which was just like preppy New England music, because that's like where we grew up, and he like is very much like that. He won't care that I say that. But like Rah Rah Riot, Vampire Weekend, still one of my favorite artists of all time, one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to.
Oh, you're
stuff
so
like that. And then All Time Low is another one I wanted to
mention. Oh my God.
I love All Time Low, have still, because that reminds me of like my brother and like they're from Maryland. Shout out to everyone from Maryland that we love.
Shout out to the Marylanders that are listening.
I was just going to say a few that I was looking at my Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
I also like kind of like, I wouldn't know the genre name if I could like pull that out of a hat, but I listen to like High School and now Fits in the Tantrums, if you've ever listened to Fits in the Tantrums. St. Paul and the Broken Bones is a very small artist, but I loved their music like sophomore year of college. And then like off topic, but like one of my favorite artists is Fleet Foxes. And like recently I've been really into like, my brother and I are really into this playlist on Spotify called Mandem Kings. We're not British, so for British people listening to this, but explain this to me, because we were just getting into this and apparently it's a kind of London Manchester rap scene, but we've
been
into that kind of music, like Bakar, Hell and Back by Bakar is like probably my favorite song of like 2020-21. That's all I can think of as I'm looking at my Spotify and Wrapped.
Yeah, I mean, like I think like it's just so cool that there is so much variety and that there are so many people that everyone like listens to on a daily basis, and that it is so different from person to person. And like the fact that throughout this podcast, we probably won't even get to talk about every single artist that we listen to is so cool. But a little transition of topic, it's the same topic, but like concerts, what concerts have you been to?
Interestingly, my first concert was LaRue. That was my first concert in the sixth grade.
That is epic.
And it was wild for me. It was such an experience. That was my first concert. And then Justin Bieber. I like love Justin Bieber in the sixth grade. So I came back home to Maryland for the summer and I drove to Trenton, New Jersey for a Justin Bieber concert. But I think my biggest concerts that like I remember so well are like seeing Foster the People at Merriweather Pavilion, because that's just such a cool venue.
Yep.
That was really cool for me. Loved my One Direction concerts.
I'd be jealous.
My favorite concerts, probably my first 1975 concert was so cool. Like I saw it at the Formula One racetrack in Austin, which is like the big racing track. But it like was such an impact on me. And I think about that time. And then like my favorite concerts are the every Harry concert I've ever been to. My little story of me, that was a big impact, not just because Harry's music impacted me, but I touched Harry Styles at that concert. And
tell the story.
It's so lame. I'm hyping it up so much, but it was the second concert I went to in 3 days, because I was like, I'm going to spend it was like my birthday gift or something, my graduation gift or something. And I went to the concert in Houston, and I was barricade on the side where he runs down, and I have panic attacks in crowds. So I had like the security guard behind me, and I was like, yo, like, you're gonna have to either lift me out if I have a panic attack, or just be here for me because I can't handle things. And I love to just make friends with anyone. So
right.
He like gave me a water bottle at one point because I was like, I'm gonna freak out. Also to preface, Emma had a location change.
Yes, a little location lighting change. Here we go.
So Harry was coming down and he was walking, but he was on the, touching people's hands on the other side of the barricade. And I was like, I'm just gonna, now or never. So I reached over and I touched his shoulder because it was so close. And I just did a little almost like a boop. Uh-huh. Like I was just like, boop. And I touched his shoulder and I still remember, like, I've blacked out a lot of it because it was just such a pinnacle moment of my life. But I remember being like, wow, he's so slender. Like, he's so slender. His arm, he's just like a slender man. Not like that slender man.
Harry Styles is slender man, guys. Slender man. That's actually, did we just expose him right now?
So I touched him and I remember and then he kind of like looked back and I was like, I just touched Harry Styles. And it was like this great moment because I was already on a high hearing him in concert and like watching these people who love him look up at him and adore him. It was like the coolest thing in the world to like be in that moment. And I turned to my friend Olivia and I was like, I just touched him. And she was like, I know. And it was like so crazy. So that was a big one. And then my last two that I can think of were, I was like second row for Maggie Rogers, which was like one of the best concerts of my life. The energy was just incredible. And then my last concert I went to, I'm probably forgetting a bunch of concerts, but my last concert I went to was Rex Orange County, and that was in February.
Yes,
right before the pandemic hit.
Yep.
And that was just incredible the way he, like, during Best Friend, he put was like, just put your phone. Did you have this too? He was like, just put your phone down. And then there was like the balloons or something, or the confetti. And it was the coolest moment. And I was like, this is so beautiful. And like, genuinely, I will never forget that as long as I live.
I know. It was so perfect. Oh my gosh.
What about you? I talked for forever. So,
girl, it's like, this is what a podcast is. Hello.
You can cut out any of this.
Dude, okay. My first concert ever was in freshman year. It was early 2018. And I don't like to talk about it that often because it was Jacob Sartorius. That was my first ever concert ever.
I can't believe you haven't told me this.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh wow.
No.
Well, so I went with a friend. I don't remember a single minute of it. I don't remember going. I don't remember it happening. That was my first concert. So I don't really like to include it, not because it was Jacob Sartorius, but just because I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
So I like to say, because I love concerts, one of the biggest sadnesses, is that a word? Sure.
The greatest sad, yeah.
Greatest sadness of quarantine is the not being able to go to concerts, because I had made it a habit, like many times a month, many concerts, especially like fall concert season. Oh my God, I miss it. But I really started going to concerts in sophomore year. Steph took me to my first concert. It was my second concert, but my first concert, it's at a small venue that's now closed. I know it's really sad, but we saw Gus Dapperton.
Okay.
And it was tiny and it was really cool. It's still one of my favorite venues because it's just a shoebox. It's like so tiny. So then, but since then, that impacted me so much that it like changed my life forever. And from then on, I was like, oh, I'm going to more concerts. Like there's nothing there. I have to. So then I started going. I've never been to an arena concert. Except Tyler, the Creator, which was at like Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is a big, really cool
the coolest place. It's such a cool venue.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, it's awesome. But a few of them, I'm looking at my phone because I will forget. I've seen Wallows twice. And then I've seen Roy Blair, who I love Roy Blair. Oh my God. That I met Roy Blair at that concert, actually. And it was one of those moments that it's like, I had listened to a few of his songs, but again, it was my friend had invited me. So I didn't know him as much as I do now. So I met him, but it wasn't like if I met him, I don't know what I would do with myself. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
But I met him. It was really cool. And then from then I was like, I'm going to listen and I love him a lot and he's really mm-hmm. good. And I can't wait for more of a sub. I saw Still Woozy. I saw Conan Gray twice. And then I saw Gus Dapperton a second time. I saw Claro. I saw Deaton. Yeah. Oh my God. She's an angel. I saw Deaton Chris Anthony, which
never heard.
He is like so cool, so weird. We got to talk to him for like 30 minutes after the show, but like his brain is huge and like it's incredible. If you haven't listened to Deaton Chris Anthony, you should. Rex Orange County, of course. And then I saved my favorite for last. My favorite concert in the entire world was I saw a Greer who opened for the Regrets. This was last October, 2019. Oh my God, October 2019. I got there before Greer did. So I saw them come out of their van. You know, I'd like got to talk to them beforehand. It was really cool. Then the show happened and like, I love the Regrets too. And so I got to see my favorite band perform. And then the Regrets, who were so good too. And then afterward, I was like one of the first 50 people inside. So we got free meet and greet. And Greer was like packing up their stuff. So I got to talk to them like again and like just say hi and say thank you and like talk for a little bit to a few of them. And then I got to meet the Regrets and take a picture. And it was like, I think about it.
You love every Greer.
Day. I love
when Greer. When I think of you, I think of Greer.
I love Greer. And I am... And that like they're just so good and yeah, super cool. But one of the things I want to bring up is making friends in line at concerts, because I've made some of the best friends that I know in line at concerts. Have you had any like in line experiences at concerts that are memorable?
Yeah, I think about like I still follow these girls that I met in line for my Harry concert in mm-hmm. Houston. And like one of them goes to A&M now.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I went to A&M. What about you?
I have met one of my great friends. I met at the Wallows concert. And so she was actually following Wallows on her tour. And I don't want to tell her story for her, but basically she doesn't live where I live. And she sat in line behind me. And we became friends. So that's only one of them. I mean, there's,
yeah,
you know,
you meet so many people and yeah, people shouldn't be afraid. Yeah. Like, I think that just goes into like, like people have different personalities, but it's so cool. And like, I never regret talking to someone in concert lines because you learn so much about people. And I think you learn, it can shape your perspectives, you know, yeah.
And I think that's what's so cool about what we're doing is that like for a lot of people, maybe it's not so easy to find people that like, you know, just know like whatever, like maybe it's not that easy to find new music. So I think with the help of the guests that will be on and just exposing people's interests, it might be so impactful for somebody. Someone might find the album that changes their life. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Wow, that's powerful.
Even I might. We might.
It could be our album of 2021.
Exactly.
Like that's our definitive year.
All right. And that's going to wrap it up for our episode. But now I'm going to announce the listening homework for next episode. The listening homework for this week is an album called The Baby by Samia, which was chosen by our lovely guest who you'll meet next episode. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's exciting. And so if you want to listen to that, you have 2 weeks until the next episode to listen to that album. I'll make sure to write it really big in all the descriptions of each of this episode on every platform. And I hope you enjoyed. And Claire, I'm so glad that we got to do this.
Pumped.
Yes.
Amazing.
Well, we'll see you next episode, guys.
Yeah, we did it.
Bye.